confidence do you have as a Christian? And what is the source of your confidence? The Tour de France has just finished, and there's the cycle race in Spain, and Chris Froome's probably going to win it. What's going through his mind midway through the race, the endurance cyclist? What about the marathon runner midway through the race? The voice of the coach offers crucial motivation. When the legs are getting tired and the mind is starting to doubt if we will finish well. And this is what the book of Hebrews is all about. The voice of the Holy Spirit speaking through the author of this letter. The big idea is this: don't lose your confidence. Don't throw it away. Consider Christ and be confident. Consider him. Fix your eyes upon him. Consider him who endured such opposition, such hassle, such evil persecution, such physical pain. Consider him so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Think about him. Meditate on him. His character, his love, which is not just for a moment. Scripture says his love endures forever. So if you're wanting to know today, how can I endure his love for you endures forever. So the coach has a number of things to say to us. First one, let us draw near to God. Be confident in prayer. Why can we be confident? We can be confident because Jesus has gone before us. He's gone before us through the cross and through his resurrection into the most holy place, into the very presence of the Father. And that's why he's called a great high priest, because the great high priest, the high priest would go into the most holy place in the temple. But all that's past now. All we have is Jesus. But Jesus is in the holy place. He's gone before us. And he says, come on, let's draw near to God. We come by faith. We come with sincere hearts. And this is a joyful, joyful moment. Communion is a joyful moment. Yes, it costs Jesus everything, but it's joyful because we can come and have fellowship with the Father. So be confident in prayer. Be confident that you can have that access. Be confident in your weakness. I'm weak, and perhaps you know that you are weak as well. But the coach says, let us approach the throne of grace with confidence to receive God's help. The throne room of God is a throne of grace. And Jesus, in his earthly life, he went through everything. He went through experiences which would cause us to give up, which would cause us to doubt, which may cause us to despair. But Jesus never doubted, never despaired, and never disobeyed. And he sympathizes with us when we are going through these kind of times. Jesus suffered at the hands of sinful people, but he did not give up. He did not despair. He did not doubt. And now that he's on the other side, now that he's in heaven, he says, come. Come and receive my help. Come and receive my comfort. Come and receive my sympathy. I know what you're going through, and I can help you. The third thing the coach says is be confident in fellowship. You see, communion is not only about our communion with God, it's our communion with one another. And it says here that we are to consider how we may spur one another on to love and good deeds. As we look around and we see other people here today, how we can help them to finish well, how we can help them, how is God moving in your life to be a blessing to others? I had a man staying in my house this weekend who walked into my office in 2005, and he has been transformed by Jesus, and now he is a fantastic encouragement to me. I was able to help him, and now he helps me. And that's the way it works in the Christian faith. So be confident about fellowship, and be confident about the future. Let us hold unswervingly to this amazing hope that we have, this amazing future that we have. Things that have been prepared for us are so wonderful, and they are guaranteed because of the resurrection of Jesus. So let us consider Jesus, and let us have confidence in our prayer life, in our fellowship, in our struggles, and in our future. We're going to sing now, Before the Throne of God Above, and we'll stand to sing.